perfection prevailed. When you play with formlessness, keep on top of the process and keep your long-term strategy in mind. When you assume a form and go on the attack, use concentration, speed, and power. As Mao said, when we fight you, we make sure you can't get away. Here are some further reflections on this law. From the Chinese Book of the Huainan Masters. In martial arts, it is important that strategy be unfathomable, that form be concealed, and that movements be unexpected, so that preparedness against them be impossible. What enables a good general to win without fail is always having unfathomable wisdom and a modus operandi that leaves no tracks. Only the formless cannot be affected. Sages hide in unfathomability, so their feelings cannot be observed. They operate in formlessness, so their lines cannot be crossed. From Fables by Jean La Fontaine. The Dog with the Cropped Ears. What crime have I committed, that I should be thus mutilated by my own master? Pensively exclaimed Jowler, a young mastiff. Here's a pretty condition for a dog of my pretensions. How can I show my face among my friends? Oh, king of beasts, or rather their tyrant, who would dare to treat you thus? His complaints were not unfounded, for that very morning his master, despite the piercing shrieks of our young friend, had barbarously cut off his long pendant ears. Jowler expected nothing less than to give up the ghost. As he advanced in years, he perceived that he gained more than he had lost by his mutilation. For, being naturally inclined to fight with others, he would often have returned home with this part disfigured in 100 places. A quarrelsome dog always has his ears lacerated. The less we leave others to lay hold of, the better. When one has but one point to defend, it should be protected for fear of accident. Take the example Master Jowl, who, being armed with a spiked collar, and having about as much ear as a bird, a wolf would be puzzled to know where to tackle him. From E.W. Barnes, Scientific Theory and Religion. One seductive and ultimately almost fatal path has been the development of protective armor. An organism can protect itself by concealment, by swiftness in flight, by effective counterattack, by uniting for attack and defense with other individuals of its species, and also by encasing itself within bony plates and spines. Almost always the experiment of armor failed. Creatures adopting it tended to become unwieldy. They had to move relatively slowly. Hence they were forced to live mainly on vegetable food, and thus in general they were at a disadvantage as compared with foes living on a more rapidly profitable animal food. The repeated failure of protective armor shows that, even at a somewhat low evolutionary level, mind triumphed over mere matter. It is this sort of triumph which has been supremely exemplified in man. From Honfidzu, The Hare and the Tree. The sage neither seeks to follow the ways of the ancients, nor establishes any fixed standard for all times, but examines the things of his age and then prepares to deal with them. There was in Sung a man who tilled a field in which there stood the trunk of a tree. Once a hare, while running fast, rushed against the tree, broke its neck, and died. Thereupon the man cast his plow aside and watched that tree, hoping that he would get another hare. Yet he never caught another hare, and was himself ridiculed by the people of Sung. Now supposing somebody wanted to govern the people of the present age with the policies of the early kings, he would be doing exactly the same thing as that man who watched the tree. From James Mrozek, The Art of Winning Wars. General Rommel surpassed Patton as a creative intellect. Rommel shunned military formalism. He made no fixed plans beyond those intended for the initial clash. Thereafter, he tailored his tactics to meet specific situations as they arose. He was a lightning-fast decision-maker, physically maintaining a pace that matched his active mentality. In a forbidding sea of sand, he operated in a free environment. Once Rommel ruptured the British lines in Africa, he had the whole northern part of the continent open to him. Comparatively free from the hamstringing authority of Berlin, disregarding orders even from Hitler himself on occasion, Rommel implemented one successful operation after another, until he had most of North Africa under his control and Cairo trembling at his feet. From Wilhelm Reich, Character Armor. To carry out the instinctual inhibition demanded by the modern world, and to be able to cope with the energy stasis which results from this inhibition, the ego has to undergo a change. The ego, i.e., that part of the person that is exposed to danger, becomes rigid, as we say, when it is continually subjected to the same or similar conflicts between need and a fear-inducing outer world. It acquires in this process a chronic, automatically functioning mode of reaction, i.e., its character. It is as if the effective personality armored itself, as if the hard shell that develops were intended to deflect and weaken the blows of the outer world as well as the clamoring of the inner needs. This armoring makes the person less sensitive to unpleasure, but also restricts his libidinal and aggressive motility, and thus reduces his capacity for achievement and pleasure. We say the ego has become less flexible and more rigid, and that the ability to regulate the energy economy depends on the extent of the armoring.
This has been a Highbridge production. Original material, copyright Yost Elfers and Robert Green, 1998. Recording, copyright Recorded Books, 2015.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.